All right, we continue to preview the big day on Sunday. Sold out for the New York State Hockey Hall of Fame at the Hilton Garden Inn in Troy. And one of the inductees joins us here off the top of hour number two. And that's the great Bruce Bennett, who has more than has covered over 5,600 NHL preseason and regular season games in 58 different arenas as a photographer. And man, what a resume Bruce Bennett has. And he joins us here on Big Board Sports on 104.5 The Team. He's recorded the visual history of the sport of hockey without question. Bruce, a pleasure to have you on this show. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Roger. I think, Roger, you're going to have to come to this induction because I'd like you to do the intro for me at that one.
it would be my pleasure to be a part of your big day. And obviously, you're going in with an incredible group. Bruce, what does it mean? Let me start there. What does it mean for you to be inducted into the Hockey Hall, New York State Hockey Hall of Fame?
What an honor. I mean, it just came out of the blue. You know, you work every day, it's something you love, and when you get something like this, it's just the cherry on top. Very unexpected, going in with an unbelievable class of not only hockey players and others around the sport, but a bunch of quality human beings as well. So that is even the best. That really is the best part of it. Some wonderful, wonderful human beings in this class.
Yeah, and you being one of them, Bruce, how did your career get started? Can you take me back a little bit to the beginning for you?
Sure. I was a naive 18-year-old kid back in 73, 74. Shot some pictures from the blue seats at Madison Square Garden, some horrible photos, I might add. And also at warm-ups at a New York Islanders game, my cousin Don snuck us both into the photo box, and I shot some pictures. Sent some to the Hockey News, which was based in Montreal at that time. And they said, sure, we'll give you $3 a photo. Can you get into the games on your own, or do you need a photo pass? So I opted for the photo pass. And that, of course, back in the days of mail, no email, I waited weeks and weeks. And finally, the letter arrived and said, we're going to get you a photo pass, and you'll do some Rangers and Islander games this year. So that was 74-75 season, and haven't looked back since then.
That's a great story. I mean, I started my career out of nowhere when I was 15, and here you're starting your career when you're 18. It's amazing how that can work when you get that opportunity and you take full advantage of it. What are some of the? I mean, literally, is that an accurate number? 5,600.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I know it's 6,246 total games, but that includes 260-ish Olympic Games and World Hockey Association, old-timers and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, the number to me that means a lot is the NHL regular season games in 58 different venues, which is really bizarre since now there are only 32 teams. And the other big number, I guess, is 45 NHL Stanley Cup deciding games.
Yeah, my goodness.
Those are the big ones for me.
You've been in the biggest stages in the sport. What are the most memorable for you, Bruce? Do you have a top five?
Oh boy, how much time do we have here?
Take as much time as you want.
Okay, you could just chop it out afterwards. The big one for me, I guess, was 1980. New York Islanders won the Stanley Cup, their first one against Philadelphia Flyers. And it meant more to me because I was a Long Islander. I still am a Long Islander. And as a Long Islander, I guess I took a little bit of pride in that, and I always take pride in the Long Island region. But I think I was most proud of myself for the fact I was able to contain my emotions and do my job to the best of my ability without being any kind of cheerleader for the team. But I knew how important that was for the Long Island region at the time. So That was a big one. And then the Rangers in 94, I was the team photographer for 14 years, including that Stanley Cup year. And that was just an incredible, wonderful ride with them through the Stanley Cup finals that year.
Bruce, are you still cranking it at a high level in your career right now?
Yeah, I always set myself the goal of 120 games a year, 140-ish in Olympic years. Last year, I actually did the numbers the other day. I was at a low of 104 for numerous reasons, varied reasons. But I'm hoping to get back into the 140 category with Milan coming up this coming year.
Well, it's what you do is an incredible skill. I mean, the photog stuff and what you do and the pictures that you produce and the images that you produce are just off the charts good. And you know, I'm in the TV business, so I've got the moving pictures. But what you do is really an art, and you do it so darn well. Let me ask you, in terms of the sport of hockey, you could be doing basketball or baseball, but how did it work out that your love for the sport of hockey?
You know, you've got to gravitate to what you know best in the sports world or in the photography world. I knew hockey very well from growing up and playing street hockey and roller hockey. So I was a big fan, and that helped me in being able to better anticipate what moves players would make, where the action would flow, where to position myself for the best images. Through all the years, I've tried a little bit of everything else, whether it's baseball, which I just don't have the patience to sit through, even with the shortened games now, the shortened time span of the games. Basketball, I do okay at. Soccer, I could take or leave. But, you know, part of that is knowing the rules and knowing the flow. So hockey I started with and got some clients immediately besides the hockey news. And really it just took off from there. And as much as I've tried a little bit of the other sports, I kept coming back to hockey. And clients knew me as the hockey guy. So I took the typecasting right there, and I've played that off through all these years.
You have a line here that says you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'll let you further.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. What does that mean?
Oh, that's an old Wayne Gretzky line, and it's also Steve Carell in The Office line. basically, you've got to be present. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you constantly have to be thinking. The sport obviously moves so fast that you can't be off your game by being distracted. If you don't push that button, you're not going to be a shooting star.
Are you locked in on game day, almost like a player, right, or a coach? Are you know when it's game day and what you've got to do, and you're just tunnel-focused when you're out there doing what you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm scary tunnel focused, and I hate to be like that goaltender who's rocking back and forth in the crease. It looks so before a game, all nervous and everything. It looks so pretentious. And then I find myself doing the same thing. So sometimes, depending on the arena, I'll do it like in the back where fans can't see me. But my friends and coworkers know that a lot of times I'll walk right past them and look right through them as I'm off to a photo position, or my head is working around f-stops and shutter speeds and remote cameras and the things that you need to be successful in this business. Really try to minimize distractions at all times. And it starts early in the morning. You do your homework in the morning, you read the media notes, you see which players are looking for milestones in their careers or their first NHL goals or their first games. And you get your game plan and think about it during the day. You let it percolate a little bit and go, okay, tonight, these are the things I have to hit. This is what I have to be concerned with. There are two players who are brothers who are playing on different teams. You definitely want to get a shot of the two of them in the same frame. There's a constant thought process, and it usually starts early in the day so that you're better prepared come game time.
and all of this is why you are a Hall of Fame, New York State Hall of Fame photographer. Bruce, really appreciate you joining us. You've got a great story to tell, and I'm sure all of those in attendance will be looking forward to your speech on Sunday.
Thanks so much, Roger. It's great talking to you today.
Thank you, Bruce. Keep up the great work. Bruce Bennett still cranking at a high level. Man, the number.
Check out some of his photographs. So they're on some websites around. They're pretty. Rennie used a line about how legendary he is, for sure.
Well, he is. He absolutely is.
Yeah,
and to hear him say, you know, he's a photographer. And the guy's a photographer. He prepares for the games. He's got to look at the game notes. He gets locked in at game time because he has a game plan of what he needs to shoot. And he needs to be like razor sharp as a photographer not to miss the biggest moment. He needs to capture the biggest moments, and he's done every bit of that.